B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, four lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Av ubnoi shero es hachodesh yelchu. That a father and a son who together see the new moon, even though they will soon see, but it could be according to Tanakama, even though they're not allowed to lo mitzdarfim zeim ze, they will not be allowed to testify together, because witnesses in any judgment, and we'll see that giving testimony on the new month is similar to a judgment, and is learned from a posuk that speaks about it as a judgment, and therefore people who are posel, who are not allowed to be witnesses together, for example, relatives, close relatives like a father and a son, nonetheless, they should both come to the Sanhedrin and give testimony. Why? Because we want more people there to give testimony, because besides for this father and son who are coming, there may be others who are coming, and it could be that either the father's testimony will not be okay, or the son's testimony will not be okay, and either way, if any one of them is okay, they will be able to join up with a different witness from elsewhere, and then they'll be able to testify on the new month, and therefore they're allowed to come, and they can even come on Shabbos. A father and a son, even though they cannot act as a pair to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, but even on Shabbos they can be Mechal Shabbos and both come to testify. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, that a father and a son together cannot testify for the new month. Reb Shimon argues and says, Avu b'noi v'chol akroivin, that a father and a son or any other close relatives, ksherim le'edus hachodesh, even though regarding other testimonies, other in court, they cannot give testimony together, regarding the month, they can, and it's going to be learnt out from a pasuk. Omer Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said, Maisa b'tuvya roifa, there was a story, an incident with Tuvya the doctor, shero es hachodesh b'Yerushalayim hu ubanoi, that him and his son, v'avdoi meshuchror, and his slave who had been freed, and we know that a non-Jewish slave, after he's freed, he has the status of a Yisrael, however, he hasn't got a Jewish lineage, and therefore there are certain halachas that an Eved, even though he's Meshuchrar, and he has all the halachas of a regular Yid, nonetheless, he has restrictions. Here, in the case of Rabbi Yosi, with the case of the Tuvya HaRoifa, where he, his son, and his freed slave saw the new moon, the kiblu kohanim oisei, before they came to give testimony by the Beis Din, the kohanim would receive them, and the kohanim received oisei ve'ez benoi, him and his son. They said, the two of you can act as a pair, not like we saw from the Tanakhama. This is more like what Reb Shimon said. This is following Reb Shimon that says, Avu b'noi v'chol akroivin, k'sherim le'idus hachodesh. Upaslu es avdoi, but they said that even though this slave has been freed, he cannot testify on the new moon. Or k'shebo'u lifnei Beis Din, when it came to the Sanhedrin to listen to the testimony and to declare the new month, kiblu oisei ves avdoi, they said, we have no issue of you giving testimony together with the slave, upaslu es benoi, but not like Reb Shimon, rather like the Tanakhama. They said that you and your son, they cannot be a pair to give edus. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Levi, my Talmud Reb Shimon, what would be the source for Reb Shimon who says that a person with his son is allowed to give testimony for Kiddush HaChodesh? Answers the Gemara, D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'imor. The next Pasuk it says, HaChodesh hazeh lochem. What does it mean, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishaynu lochem l'chodshi ha'shono? When it says lochem, to you in plural, Eidus zu teik sheira bochem, any amount of you or any of you can come together to declare and to determine the new month. Even if the you, lochem, you in plural, includes a father and a son, it's kosher for Rosh Chodesh. Rabbonon, however, the Tanakhama and the Beis Din at the time, who did not want to receive a father and a son, they say that the lochem means that Eidus zu teim sura lochem, that this, the testimony that's going to determine when the new month is, which it was given, Hashem said this to Moshe and Aaron, was impressing on them that it's been given to you, to the Chashuvim, to the prominent people within the generation, to the Sanhedrin. Only they are the ones who can determine when the new month is going to be, not anyone else. And that's what they learn from the Lochem. And according to the Rabbanon, since from the Lochem you just learn that it's the dignitaries within Klal Yisrael that have to determine the new month, therefore there's no source that a father and a son are kosher for Eidos, and indeed they hold that Hu Ubenoi are not kosher. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosi Maisa B'Tuvia HaRoifa V'chulei. So we had the incident with Tuvia HaRoifa, who came with his son and his freed slave. And we saw that this incident that was narrated by Rabbi Yosi is arguing with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that Hu Ubenoi is kosher Eidos. And over here, the Beis Din in the story, the Sanhedrin, which in the story of Rabbi Yosi, they did not receive Hu Ubenoi. Omer Rav Chanan bar Rava Hilchasa k'Rav Shimon. Rav Chanan says that Loch is like Rav Shimon, that Hu Ubenoi, a father and a son, are kosher for Eidos HaChodesh. Omer Rav Huna l'Rav Chanan bar Rava. Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan, number one, Rabbi Yosi. We know that the halacha is that when there's a machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yosi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rav Shimon, as is apparent in Erevin Daf Mem Vavam and Beis. And also Umaisa, Rabbi Yosi wasn't just his own opinion; he was proven from an incident. And there's a concept called a Maisa Rav in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. We saw that when something is backed up by a story, by something that actually took place and was ruled, that also has some strength. Va'at Omras Hilchasa k'Rav Shimon, and you, Rav Chanan, are saying that Halacha is like Rav Shimon when we have Rabbi Yosi, and that he's coming from an incident that say the other say differently. Omer Lo, so Rav Chanan said to Rav Huna, "V'hozimnin skiin omris kamei derav." A number of times I said to Rav this machlekas and Hilchasa k'Rav Shimon that Halacha was like Rav Shimon, v'lo omer li v'lo midi, and he didn't argue with me. He agreed to me that the halacha was like Rav Shimon. Now it happens to be that Rav over there in Erevin Daf Mem Vav isn't so clear that you always follow Rabbi Yosi over Rav Shimon. But either way, we have an incident, we have a story. Rabbi Yosi came with a story. So how indeed can Rav, it seems that Rav, even though there was a story that was backing up against Rav Shimon says Hu Ubenoi is kosher, and in the story the Sanhedrin said Hu Ubenoi is not a kosher, nonetheless, Rav said and agreed with Rav Chanan that Halacha was like Rav Shimon. Omer Lo, so he said to him, Heicha Tonis, tell us exactly how you said over to Rav the two opinions. Omer Lo, he says, Ibcha, indeed, I said it the other way around. I said that Rabbi Yosi holds that Hu Ubenoi is kosher, and that Rav Shimon is the one that narrated the story that the Beis Din said that it was not okay Hu Ubenoi. And then Rav said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that Hu Ubenoi is indeed not kosher. So you see, so what Rav Chanan took from there is that Rav says the halacha is always like Rav Shimon. And therefore, in the truth, when it's Rav Shimon who said that Hu Ubenoi is kosher, Rav Chanan assumed it means that Rav would agree the halacha is always like Rav Shimon. He says that if so, you haven't got any proof, because Rav was just following the story. You said the story in Rav Shimon's name, so he followed the story. But in actual fact, the story was Rabbi Yosi who said over the story, and therefore the halacha will be like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rav Shimon. He didn't follow the ruling because it's Rav Shimon. He followed the ruling because it was a story. It happens to be you told him the story in the name of Rav Shimon, but that wasn't the truth. The truth is, and the story is, that Hu Ubenoi was not accepted, and therefore the halacha is, like Rabbi Yosi, that Hu Ubenoi is not kosher. Now, it seems that that's how we're supposed to understand this Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Omi Omar Tovi, Berei de Mori Tovi, Omar Mar Ukva. Tovi, the son of Mori, Tovi said in the name of Mar Ukva, and Omar Shmuel in the name of Shmuel, that Hilchasa k'Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that Hu Ubenoi is kosher to give testimony. Continues the next Mishnah. Eilu heina psulim. The following are psulim for kiddush Eidos HaChodesh. We know that for regular testimony in Beis Din, we know that min ha-Torah, an eved is posel Eidos. An isha, a woman and a slave are posel Eidos. Somebody who's a real thief is also posel Eidos. But that is only when a person goes and takes something, an item, an object, or money from somebody without permission and steals it, he's posel eidos. Now the Mishnah is going to bring a list of people that are in the bracket of, they're similar to thieves, but it's only midrabbanon, because they're not really stealing anything. They're just being a little bit dishonest and a little bit not so okay with monetary issues, and they're being blinded by money to act inappropriately. And then the Chachomim said that we're afraid, we suspect that you might get carried away with money, with bribes, and therefore the Chachomim said that we cannot, in certain cases, we do not receive their edus. And there are certain cases that women and slaves are, even though min haTorah normally they are posel edim, but there's certain cases which women and slaves can give edus. And this is two examples that are going to be mentioned. Number one, if a person died and we need people to testify that this person had died so that his wife can get married. So there the Gemara in Yevamos Kufchof Beis learns that even a woman and a slave is kosher to give edus. And also regarding a soita in soita daf lamed aleph, if somebody comes and testifies that this woman did an aveira, then we would not put her through the whole process of drinking the soita waters. And we say that a woman, even though normally she's pasul edus, when it comes to soita, she is allowed to testify that this woman did the aveira and would not drink the waters. So that's the bigger picture here. So let's see the Mishnah. Ve'elu ein apsulim. The following are posel to give for Kiddush HaChodesh, and they are posel midrabbanon, as we said. Number one is Mesachik B'kubya, somebody who gambles, he plays with dice. Umalvei B'ribis, and somebody who lends, taking interest. He's not stealing, but he's doing something which is inappropriate. You're not allowed to lend with ribis. He's doing something inappropriate just for lust of money. Umafriche yoinim, the dove racers, which is similar to playing with the dice. Vesoichre shvias, and people who are selling the fruits that have kedushas shvias, one's not allowed to do that. Vaavodim, and slaves. All of those are not allowed to give edus for the new month. Zeaklal, the rule is, kol edus she'eino isho k'sheiro lo, any type of edus where a woman is not allowed to give edus, for example, kiddush ha'chodesh, af hein einon k'sheirim lo, so too slaves, and all these gazlonim derabon, these rabbinical thieves, so to speak, these people who are suspected by the chachomim of not being honest, they cannot give edus, and kiddush ha'chodesh is in that bracket. Says the Gemara, we can deduce from the Mishnah, ha ishok sheirolo, those cases where a woman is kosher to give edus, as we mentioned before, either to testify that a man had died and his wife can remarry, or in the case of soita, then it seems that afhein, these also, the slaves and all those mentioned here, ksheirim lo, are also kosher, because the Mishnah said that the rule is, these are all posel, and the rule is that wherever a woman is posel for edus, these are posel for edus. So it seems that in the case where a woman is not posel, these will also not be posel. So ha ishok sheirolos, in those cases where a woman is nemon, then these are also kosher. However, somebody who steals as a proper thief min haTorah, he will not be believed, he will not be able to give edus, even in those cases where a woman and an eved are allowed to give edus, they will not be able to give edus. Omer Vashi, Zoyse Meres, from here we can deduce that Gazlan de Devreim, somebody who is considered a thief only from a rabbinical point of view, Ksheirim le'edus isha, they can give testimony for a man that he had died and his wife can remarry, or a soita, as we just saw now. Continues the next Mishnah. Mi shera es achodesh, for somebody saw the new moon on the 30th of the old month, and it's the first day of what could be Rosh Chodesh, ve'ina yochil alich, and he cannot walk. Then markivin, then moilichin oise ala chamir, you can put him onto a donkey and take him to the Sanhedrin, even on Shabbos. V'afilu b'mita, or if people have to carry him on their shoulders whilst he's lying on a bed, also even on Shabbos, he's allowed to go. V'im tzudo lohem, and if they're afraid that there's an ambush of the Baisusim and the Kutim and people who are trying to deceive the Beis Din and to derail the Eidos of the new month, which they were common to do. If they're afraid of an ambush, then loikhim biyad or makleis, they can even take with them sticks. And if it was a long way, then loichin biyad or mezoinus, they can even take with them food. Shal mahalech lailo v'yoim mechallin es haShabbos. Because if there's a chance that this witness or these witnesses will arrive in the Sanhedrin, in time that they can be able to determine day 30 as being Rosh Chodesh, then Mechallelin Netzach Shabbos, one can be Mechal Shabbos for them, and they go out to give testimony on the new month. If it's clear that the journey is too long and they won't get there before day 31, then there's no point in being Mechal Shabbos, because day 31 in any case is going to be Rosh Chodesh if no Edim come on day 30. Shenemar, and says, as it says in the Pasuk, and we saw this already on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, the Pasuk says, Eile Moyadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Oysom B'moyadom, that the months should be designated on their right day, on the correct day, and if the moon was seen on day 30, then the Edim should come, even if it means overriding the halachas of Shabbos, to come to the Sanhedrin and testify that the new moon was seen on day 30 or on day 29, and day 30 will be Rosh Chodesh. Hadron Aloch Arbo Rosh Hashonim, B'siyata Deshmai, we finished learning the first perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and Amir Tzashem, we're going to Chazorah on the first perek of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to go straight into the second perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Says the next Mishnah, Im Einon Makirin Oysoy, if the Sanhedrin, who are receiving the witnesses, who are giving testimony that they saw the new moon, if they do not know this person, they don't know if he's trustworthy and a loyal Yid or not. Meshalchin Imoy Achir Lehi'idoy. Then that one sends from the original place somebody who knows this witness, one sends with him somebody else to go with him, to somebody who the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, do know and recognize, and they will testify on this aid who saw the new moon that he's a trustworthy and loyal person, and then they will be able to receive his witness, his testimony. Barishoino, however, initially, they would receive the testimony on the new moon from anybody. But when the Baisusim disrupted the process, and we'll see in the Gemara what they did, then Hiskinu, they made a decree, they would not receive the witnesses, only those who are known to be trustworthy and loyal. And if the Sanhedrin don't know these witnesses, then one has to bring other witnesses to testify on the trustworthiness and the loyalty of this Edim, and then we'll be able to listen to their testimony. Says the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, we send somebody else. It doesn't say Achirim, it says Achir, just one. Asks the Gemara, my Achir. What does Achir mean? Chad, does it mean just one? Is it enough for just one person to testify on the loyalty and trustworthiness of another person? V'chad mi mehimon, is one person trusted to give testimony about somebody else? V'otanya, we learnt in a braisa, Maisa, there was an incident, Shabahu, that this person who saw the new moon came, v'eidov, and a pair of witnesses, in plural, Imoy, came with him, Leheidolov, to testify that he was a loyal person. So you see from the braisa, you need two witnesses to testify that he's a loyal person. How can our Mishnah say Achir, or just one? Omer of Popper, says, my Achir, you know what the word Achir mean? It doesn't mean as we would have thought it means another person. No, it means another set. Zug Achir, another pair of Edim, and indeed it has to be two, but since it's a single pair, it's in single tense. Hochanami Mistabra, this is logical. If you don't say that we're talking about pairs, Im Einon Makirin Oisoi, then how are we going to read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah, the first words of the Mishnah, Im Einon Makirin Oisoi, if the Sanhedrin don't recognize him, him is also in single term. My Oisoi, who's Oisoi? Ilem Oisoi Chad, are you going to say Oisoi means one? Can one aid give testimony on the new moon? The Pasuk regarding Rosh Chodesh calls it a judgment. Since it's considered a judgment, with any other judgment in the Torah, you always need to aid him. So the word oisoi means him. If they don't recognize him, it seems that him is a single tense. What does it mean? Oisoi hazug. It means that one pair. Not that one person, they don't recognize the pair. Hochanami so too, and it comes to the word achir, my achir, zug achir. When it says that Meshalchin Imoy, they send with him achir, it doesn't mean a single person, they send with him another pair to testify that the first pair are a kosher people. Asks the Gemara, v'chad le mehemon? You just took it for granted that a single witness cannot give edus on somebody else that he's kosher. the top line of the Omad, V'chad miyominon, asks the Gemara, V'tani we learnt in a Braisa, Maisa b'Rev Noiroi. There was an incident with Rev Noiroi. Rev Noiroi is just one person. Sheholach etzel ha'eid, who went to testify with the single, he went to testify on a witness who saw the new moon. L'heid alav b'Shabbos b'Usha. Rabbi Noiroi followed this aid all the way to Usha, on Shabbos, to testify that this person was a kosher person. So you see that Rav Noiroi went on his own to testify on the loyalty of that person. It doesn't say that he went as a pair. So how could you, if you say that one person cannot testify on somebody else, how could Rav Noiroi have gone on his own? Answers the Gemara, Omri never Rabbi Noiroi sada achrina hava ba'adei. The truth is Rav Noiroi didn't go on his own. He went with somebody else to testify about that person. The fact that the Braisa only mentioned Rav Noiroi, Mishum Kvoidish Rav Noiroi, is just in respect for Rav Noiroi, because the Braisa is coming to impress on us that Rav Noiroi went even on Shabbos to testify on that aid that he was kosher. So just to tell us that he was a prominent person who would go, so it mentions just him. But of course there was somebody else who went with him as well. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says a different explanation. Rav Noiroi sahad achrina hava b'usha. Because Rav Noiroi knew that in Usha, there's somebody else who the Sanhedrin knows, who also knows this witness. So I don't need to go with two people on Shabbos, to Miuchal Shabbos. It's enough if I go, I'll pair up with the other person who's already in Usha, because we are both recognized by the Sanhedrin, and we'll both testify together on the loyalty of this witness. V'ozar Rav Noiroi went litztarufi ba'adei to pair up with him. Says the Gemara Yochamai Lememra, so what's the Chiddush? What are you trying to impress on us? That he went to give testimony together with another aid? What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, there's a Chiddush here. Ma'u detayma, I may have thought, misfeika lo mechalelin on Shabsa, I may have thought that since you don't know if you're going to find this other person in Usha, maybe you'll get there and this person won't be at home, and then you will have been mechalel Shabbos for no reason. Says, nonetheless, Rav Noiroi maintained, I can be Mechalel Shabbos to go to Usha in the hope that I may find the other witness, that between the two of us, we can testify that this person who saw the new moon is kosher, kamash malon, and that's what the Braisa is coming to impress on us, that even though there's an element of risk, nonetheless, Rav Noiroi was allowed to, and he went to, and was Mechalel Shabbos to give Eidus. Continues the Gemara. Ki asa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Kotshua le'yarcha b'marova. In Eretz Yisrael, they were ready mekadesh the chodesh. Omar of Kahana. Rav Kahana said, lo'y mi boya Ula. Not only Ula, the Gavra Rabahu, who's a very prominent and a great person, the Mehimon, that he's believed to say when Rosh Chodesh was. Elafila inish da'alma. Even a regular, any other person, Nami Mehimon. We're not talking about testifying that somebody is kosher. We're not talking about testifying on the new moon. We're talking about testifying that Beis Din said which day was Rosh Chodesh. Anyone is believed on that. Why? My Tama, Kol Milsa Davido Legluya. There's a rule in many other places in Shas that anything which is likely to be revealed at some point, Loi Meshakri Bo Insha. People don't lie about something that they know everyone's going to find out. And since everybody's going to ultimately find out when Rosh Chodesh was, we can believe this person. Tanina Me'achi, we also learned in a Braisa, Bo Echod B'Soif Oilam, if one person from far away, Omar says, Kitchu Beis Din is a Chodesh, that Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh on a specific day, Ne'mon, he is believed. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, at first they would receive anyone who's coming to testify on the new moon, until the Baisusim messed something up and deceived the Beis Din, and then from that point the Sanhedrin only receive Edim of people that they know, or people they know are testifying about these people. Ton Rabbonon, we learned in a Braisa, Ma kilkulu ha-Baisusim. How did the Baisusim manage to deceive the Beis Din? Or they didn't manage, but they tried hard. Pamachas, there was once an incident. Shebikshu Baisusim lehatis hachachomim. The Baisusim, they wanted to deceive the Chachomim. Sochru shnei b'nei Adam, they hired two people, b'dalad mei zuz, for 400 zuz. Echod mishalonu, one of the witnesses that they hired, were Mishalonu, were from our people, which was a trustworthy person, as we'll soon see. Ve'echad Mishalem, and one of them was part of their gang who was happy to lie. And these Baisusim assumed that both Eidim would be happy to play along and lie to the Beis Din. Shelohem Heyud Heyudedusai, the witness that was coming, that was a Baisusi himself, he gave his testimony, Vyatsa, and left and went out of the room where the Sanhedrin were talking to him. Shelonu, when the person who was really on our side, who was a loyal and straight person, when he entered, Omruloi, the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, said to him, Emoir, tell us, Ketzad Ra'isa es Halavona, how did you see the new moon? Omer Lemi said to them, and he said something very, very interesting and cryptic, and the Mefarshim here explain what he was alluding to and what he was getting at. But we're just going to make a basic reading of the Gemara. He says, Oile Yisi b'Male Adumim, I was going up in a place called Male Adumim, v'ra'isiv, and I saw the new moon, shehu roivetz, it was crouching between two rocks. Roishoi doime le'egel, its head was resembling that of a calf, oznov doimin ligdi, its ears were resembling that of a kid, Karen of its horns, doimus litzvi, were resembling those of a deer, v'znovoi its tail, munachas loibein yarchoisov, was placed between its legs, v'tzatzti boy, and I looked at it, v'nirtati, and I was startled, v'nofalti b'lachoiroi, and I fell backwards. V'meina tema minimli, if you don't believe me, hare mosayim zuz, here's 200 zuz, tzrurim li besadini, that are bundled in my cloak, that was the bribery that he got from the Baisusim to give the false witness, and obviously he didn't. He was obviously very upfront with the Sanhedrin, and the Mefarshim discuss why he had to give this whole description. Omru Loi, so the Sanhedrin, who realized this, asked this aid, Mi his kikchol kach, who involved you in this? Who made you do this? Omar Lemi said to them, Shamati, I heard, Shabikshu Baisusim lahatris es hachachomim, that the Baisusim want to deceive the Chachomim. Omarati, I said to myself, Eilei chani voidialhem, I better go and tell the Sanhedrin about this. Shema yavoyu bnei odom she'inom hugonim, maybe some unworthy people will come, v'yatu es hachachomim, and they'll mislead the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin. Omruloi, they said to him, that even though the money they gave you was in order that you should testify against and say a lie, and you didn't, so you don't really deserve the money. Nonetheless, we Beis Din have the power of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Mosayim zuz nasunim l'cho b'matono. Number one, the 200 zuz are yours to keep. You don't need to give them back. V'asoichrucha, and the one who hired you, Gimtech ala omed, is going to be stretched on a post and is going to be flogged. That's how they used to give Malchus. In Malchus Davchov Beis, he's going to get punished. And Ba'oisei Shah, at that point, Eskinu, they made this decree that Shaloyu Mekablin Elo Min HaMakirin, that they would only receive Eidus for the new moon from people that they recognize to be loyal and trustworthy. And that is how this Takana came about. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.